The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell is a book that outlines the essential principles for becoming an effective leader. The book explains how to develop and use leadership skills in order to achieve success, both personally and professionally. It provides practical advice on how to lead with integrity, build relationships, motivate others, and create a lasting legacy. The first law discussed in the book is the law of the lid. This law states that leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness, meaning that one's potential for success is directly related to their ability as a leader. The second law discussed is the law of influence, which states that the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, meaning that leaders must be able to effectively influence those around them if they want to be successful. Other laws covered include the law of process, which emphasizes patience and consistency, the law of navigation, which focuses on setting goals and taking action, the law of addition, which encourages adding value rather than subtracting it from others, the law of solid ground, which stresses building trust through credibility, and many more. Throughout this book, Maxwell offers readers valuable insight into what makes great leaders stand out from average ones. He also provides examples from his own experiences as well as stories about other successful people who have used these laws in their own lives. By following these laws, readers can learn how to become better leaders themselves. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The law of the lid, the level of a leader's effectiveness is limited by their ability to lead. The lid on a leader's effectiveness is determined by their leadership ability. Leaders must strive to increase their leadership ability in order to raise the lid on their effectiveness. Main idea number 2. The law of influence, a leader's ability to influence others is the true measure of their leadership. Leaders must focus on building relationships and developing trust in order to increase their influence. Main idea number 3. The law of process, leadership develops daily, not in a day. Leaders must be patient and consistent in their efforts to develop their leadership skills. Main idea number 4. The law of navigation, leaders must set a clear direction and provide the necessary guidance to get there. Leaders must be able to chart a course and provide the necessary resources to reach the destination. Main idea number 5. The law of addition, leaders must add value to their team. Leaders must focus on developing their team and helping them reach their potential. Main idea number 6. The law of solid ground, leaders must be consistent and reliable. Leaders must be dependable and trustworthy in order to gain the respect of their team. Main idea number 7. The law of respect, people naturally follow leaders they respect. Leaders must earn the respect of their team by demonstrating their own respect for them. Main idea number 8. The law of intuition, leaders must trust their instincts. Leaders must be able to make decisions quickly and confidently in order to be effective. Main idea number 9. The law of magnetism, who you are is who you attract. Leaders must be aware of their own strengths and weaknesses in order to attract the right people to their team. Main idea number 10. The law of connection, leaders must connect with their team. Leaders must be able to build relationships and foster a sense of community in order to be successful. Main idea number 11. The law of the inner circle, leaders must surround themselves with the right people. Leaders must be able to identify and recruit the right people to their team in order to be successful. Main idea number 12. The law of empowerment: leaders must give their team the power to succeed. Leaders must be able to delegate tasks and provide the necessary resources to their team in order to be successful. Main idea number 13. The law of the picture: leaders must paint a vivid picture of the future. Leaders must be able to communicate a clear vision of the future in order to motivate their team. Main idea number 14. The law of buy-in: leaders must get their team to buy into their vision. Leaders must be able to communicate their vision in a way that resonates with their team in order to get them to buy into it. Main idea number 15. The law of victory: leaders must create a culture of success. Leaders must be able to create an environment that encourages success and celebrates victories in order to be successful. Main idea number 16. The law of the big MO: momentum is a leader's best friend. Leaders must be able to create and maintain momentum in order to be successful. Main idea number 17. The law of priorities: leaders must focus on the important things. Leaders must be able to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important things in order to be successful. Main idea number 18. The law of sacrifice: leaders must be willing to give up something in order to gain something. Leaders must be willing to make sacrifices in order to achieve their goals. Main idea number 19. The law of timing: leaders must know when to act. Leaders must be able to recognize the right time to act in order to be successful. Main idea number 20. The law of explosive growth: leaders must be able to create exponential growth. Leaders must be able to create a system that encourages growth and development in order to be successful. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The law of the lid: as outlined in John C. Maxwell's book The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, states that a leader's effectiveness is limited by their ability to lead. In other words, the lid on a leader's effectiveness is determined by their leadership ability. This means that if a leader has low-level leadership skills, they will be unable to reach their full potential and achieve maximum success. In order for leaders to increase their effectiveness and raise the lid on their performance, they must strive to improve upon and develop their leadership abilities. This can include taking courses or workshops related to leadership development or reading books about effective management strategies. Additionally, it may involve seeking out mentors who have more experience in leading teams and organizations than oneself. Ultimately, the law of the lid serves as an important reminder that no matter how talented or experienced one might be in any given field, whether it be business management or sports coaching, without strong leadership skills one cannot hope to reach peak performance levels. Main idea number 2. The law of influence states that a leader's ability to influence others is the true measure of their leadership. Leaders must focus on building relationships and developing trust in order to increase their influence. This means that leaders should strive to create an environment where people feel comfortable expressing themselves, sharing ideas, and working together towards common goals. They should also be open-minded and willing to listen to different perspectives while still maintaining a strong sense of direction. Leaders must also recognize the importance of communication when it comes to influencing others. Effective communication involves being clear about expectations, providing feedback, and listening carefully so that everyone understands what is expected from them. Additionally, leaders need to be able to motivate those around them by setting achievable goals and recognizing accomplishments along the way. Finally, leaders must understand how their own behavior affects those they are leading. People will often follow the example set by their leader. If a leader acts with integrity and respect for others, then this will likely be reflected in how team members interact with each other as well as how they approach tasks. Main idea number 3. The law of process states that leadership develops daily, not in a day. This means that leaders must be patient and consistent in their efforts to develop their leadership skills. It is important for leaders to understand that they will not become great overnight. Rather, it takes time and effort to build the necessary skills and knowledge needed for effective leadership. Leaders should focus on developing one skill at a time, such as communication or problem solving, until they have mastered it before moving on to another area. Leaders should also take advantage of opportunities to learn from others who are more experienced than them. They can do this by attending seminars or workshops related to leadership development or by reading books written by experts in the field. Additionally, mentors can provide invaluable guidance when it comes to honing one's own leadership abilities. Finally, leaders need to remember that there is no single formula for success when it comes to becoming an effective leader. Each individual has different strengths and weaknesses which require unique approaches towards achieving success. By understanding the law of process, that true growth occurs over time with patience and consistency, leaders can set realistic goals for themselves while still striving towards excellence. Main idea number 4. The law of navigation states that leaders must set a clear direction and provide the necessary guidance to get there. Leaders need to be able to chart a course and provide the resources needed for their team or organization to reach its destination. This means having an understanding of where you want your team or organization to go, what steps are needed in order to get there, and how best to use available resources. It also involves being able to communicate this vision effectively so that everyone is on board with it. Leaders should have a plan for how they will navigate their team or organization toward success. They should know which strategies will work best in different situations, as well as when it's time for them to adjust course if something isn't working out as planned. Additionally, they should be aware of any potential obstacles along the way and have solutions ready in case those arise. Navigation requires strong leadership skills such as communication, problem solving, decision making, delegation, motivation, and more. A leader who can successfully guide their team through difficult times while keeping morale high is invaluable. The law of navigation reminds us that great leaders don't just point people in the right direction, they actively lead them there. Main idea number 5. The law of addition states that leaders must add value to their team. Leaders should strive to develop and empower their team members, helping them reach their full potential. This means providing guidance, support, and resources so that each individual can grow in their role and contribute more effectively to the organization as a whole. It also involves recognizing the strengths of each person on the team and leveraging those strengths for maximum benefit. Leaders must be willing to invest time in developing relationships with each member of the team. They should take an active interest in understanding what motivates each person, how they work best, and what challenges they face. By doing this, leaders can create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected while still pushing themselves to achieve greater success. Leadership is not about having all the answers or making all the decisions, it's about creating an atmosphere where people feel empowered to make contributions that will help move the organization forward. The law of addition encourages leaders to focus on adding value by investing in others rather than trying to do everything themselves. Main idea number 6. The law of solid ground states that leaders must be consistent and reliable in order to gain the respect of their team. Leaders must demonstrate dependability and trustworthiness, as these qualities are essential for building a strong foundation with their followers. A leader who is inconsistent or unreliable will quickly lose the confidence of those they lead. Leaders should strive to remain consistent in their words and actions, so that others can rely on them. They should also make sure that they keep any promises made, no matter how small or insignificant they may seem. This builds trust between the leader and those being led, which is an important part of successful leadership. In addition to consistency and reliability, leaders should also be open-minded when it comes to feedback from their team members. Listening carefully to what others have to say shows respect for them as individuals, which helps build relationships based on mutual understanding. Main idea number 7. The law of respect states that people naturally follow leaders they respect. This means that it is essential for a leader to earn the respect of their team in order to be successful. To do this, a leader must demonstrate their own respect for those they are leading by treating them with dignity and showing appreciation for their contributions. A leader should also strive to create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected, regardless of rank or position. Respectful leadership can help foster trust between the leader and followers, which is essential for any successful team. When people feel respected by their leaders, they are more likely to listen to what the leader has to say and take action on tasks assigned by them. Additionally, when employees feel respected at work, they tend to be more productive and motivated as well. Ultimately, earning the respect of your team is key if you want them to follow you willingly and enthusiastically. By demonstrating your own respect towards others through your words and actions, you will set yourself up as an effective leader who can inspire loyalty from those around you. Main idea number 8. The law of intuition states that leaders must trust their instincts. Leaders are often faced with difficult decisions and they need to be able to make them quickly and confidently in order to be effective. This means that leaders must rely on their intuition, or gut feeling, when making decisions. They should not second-guess themselves or overanalyze the situation. Instead, they should trust their initial instinct and act accordingly. Leaders who have strong intuition can anticipate problems before they arise and take action before it is too late. They also tend to have a better understanding of people's motivations and intentions, which helps them make more informed decisions. Furthermore, trusting one's intuition allows for quicker decision-making, which can help a leader stay ahead of the competition. However, relying solely on one's intuition is not always wise, as it may lead to rash decisions without considering all factors involved in the situation at hand. Therefore, while trusting your instincts is important for successful leadership, it should be done in conjunction with other forms of analysis, such as research or consultation with experts. Main idea number 9. The law of magnetism states that who you are is who you attract. This means that the type of people and opportunities that come into your life will be a reflection of yourself. As a leader, it is important to be aware of your own strengths and weaknesses in order to attract the right people to your team. If you have strong leadership skills, then those qualities will draw like-minded individuals with similar traits. On the other hand, if there are areas where you lack knowledge or experience, this can also be attractive to potential team members who possess those abilities. By understanding what kind of person would best fit on your team, leaders can use their own personal magnetism as an asset when building relationships with others. Ultimately, the law of magnetism reminds us that we should strive for self-improvement so we can become better versions of ourselves and attract more positive influences into our lives. Main idea number 10. The law of connection states that leaders must be able to connect with their team in order to be successful. Leaders need to build relationships and foster a sense of community among their team members. This means creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves, sharing ideas, and working together towards common goals. It also involves understanding the individual needs and motivations of each person on the team so that they can be better supported. Leaders should strive to create an atmosphere of trust and respect within their teams by actively listening to what people have to say, being open-minded about different perspectives, and providing feedback in a constructive manner. They should also take time out for social activities such as group lunches or after-work drinks, which help strengthen bonds between colleagues. By connecting with their team on both a professional and personal level, leaders will be able to motivate them more effectively. Main idea number 11. The law of the inner circle states that leaders must surround themselves with the right people in order to be successful. Leaders need to recognize and recruit individuals who have the skills, knowledge, and experience necessary for their team to succeed. It is important for a leader to build relationships with those around them so they can trust each other and work together effectively. Leaders should also look for people who share similar values and goals as them. This will help ensure that everyone on the team is working towards a common goal. Additionally, it's important for leaders to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing their ideas and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. Finally, leaders should strive to develop strong communication within their inner circle by encouraging open dialogue between members. This will allow everyone on the team to understand each other better, which can lead to more effective collaboration. Main idea number 12. The law of empowerment states that leaders must give their team the power to succeed. This means that leaders must be able to delegate tasks and provide the necessary resources for their team in order for them to reach success. Leaders should not micromanage, but instead trust their team members with responsibility and authority so they can take ownership of projects and make decisions on their own. By empowering employees, leaders create an environment where everyone is working together towards a common goal. Leaders should also ensure that each member of the team has access to all the tools they need in order to do their job effectively. This includes providing training opportunities, giving feedback on performance, and offering support when needed. Additionally, it's important for leaders to recognize individual contributions as well as collective successes in order to motivate employees and foster a sense of accomplishment. Ultimately, the law of empowerment encourages leaders to empower those around them by trusting them with responsibility and providing them with the resources they need in order for everyone involved to achieve success. Main idea number 13. The law of the picture states that leaders must be able to paint a vivid picture of the future in order to motivate their team. Leaders need to have a clear vision for what they want their team and organization to achieve, and then communicate this vision effectively so that everyone can understand it. This will help create enthusiasm and commitment among team members, as they are more likely to work towards something when they know what it is. Leaders should also strive to make sure that their vision is realistic yet inspiring. It should be achievable but still push people out of their comfort zone. The goal is not only for people to understand the vision, but also believe in it and feel motivated by it. A leader's ability to articulate a compelling picture of the future will go a long way in helping them lead successfully. Main idea number 14. The law of buy-in states that leaders must get their team to buy into their vision. This means that the leader must be able to effectively communicate and articulate their vision in a way that resonates with the team. Leaders need to ensure they are conveying why this vision is important, how it will benefit the team, and what each individual's role is in achieving it. It is also essential for leaders to listen carefully to feedback from their team members so they can adjust or refine the plan as needed. Leaders should strive to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves and contributing ideas. They should encourage open dialogue between all members of the team so everyone has a chance to voice their opinions and provide input on how best to achieve success. By creating an atmosphere of collaboration, trust, and respect among all members of the team, leaders can foster a sense of ownership over any project or goal. Ultimately, getting your team on board with your vision requires strong communication skills combined with genuine care for those you lead. When people feel heard and valued by their leader, they are more likely to invest in whatever goals have been set forth. Main idea number 15. The law of victory states that leaders must create a culture of success in order to be successful. This means that they must foster an environment where people are encouraged to strive for excellence and celebrate their successes. Leaders should recognize the accomplishments of their team members, reward them for their hard work, and provide support when needed. They should also set clear goals and expectations so everyone knows what is expected from them. Leaders need to motivate their teams by providing positive reinforcement and recognition for good performance. They should also ensure that there is a sense of camaraderie among team members so they can work together towards common goals. Finally, leaders need to be able to handle failure gracefully. This will help build trust between the leader and his or her followers. Creating a culture of success requires strong leadership skills as well as dedication from both the leader and his or her team members. It takes time, effort, and commitment, but it can pay off in terms of increased productivity, morale, loyalty, creativity, innovation, and ultimately victory. Main idea number 16. The law of the big MO, or momentum, is an important concept for leaders to understand. It states that momentum is a leader's best friend and must be created and maintained in order to achieve success. Momentum can be defined as the force that keeps things moving forward. It is what drives progress and helps people stay motivated. Leaders need to recognize when they have momentum on their side and use it to their advantage. Leaders should strive to create positive momentum by setting clear goals, inspiring others with enthusiasm, providing support during difficult times, recognizing successes along the way, and celebrating accomplishments. They should also take steps to maintain this momentum by staying focused on the goal at hand, encouraging collaboration among team members, delegating tasks effectively so everyone feels involved in achieving success together. By understanding the law of the big MO and taking action accordingly, leaders can ensure that they are creating a culture of motivation within their organization which will help them reach their desired outcomes more quickly. With strong leadership skills combined with effective strategies for maintaining momentum over time, any leader can become successful. Main idea number 17. The law of priorities states that leaders must focus on the important things. Leaders must be able to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important things in order to be successful. This means that they need to identify what is truly essential, and then allocate their time, energy, and resources accordingly. It also means that they should not waste time or effort on activities or projects which are not necessary for achieving their goals. Leaders who understand this law will know how to set priorities based on what matters most. They will have a clear vision of where they want to go and how best to get there. They will also recognize when something needs more attention than other tasks, allowing them to make decisions quickly without getting bogged down in details. Prioritizing correctly can help leaders stay focused and organized while still being flexible enough to adjust as needed. It can also help them manage stress levels by ensuring that only the most important tasks are given priority over less urgent ones. Main idea number 18. The law of sacrifice states that leaders must be willing to give up something in order to gain something. This means that leaders must be prepared to make sacrifices in order to achieve their goals. Leaders understand that they cannot have everything and must sometimes forego certain things in order to reach success. Sacrifices can come in many forms, such as giving up time with family or friends, taking on extra responsibilities, or even making financial investments. Leaders recognize the importance of sacrifice and are willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. They understand that there is no shortcut when it comes to achieving success and are ready and willing to put in the hard work necessary for reaching their goals. Leaders also know how important it is not only for them but also for those around them, as sacrificing can often lead others down a path of greater achievement. Sacrifice is an essential part of leadership because without it progress would not be possible. It requires courage and dedication from leaders who are willing to take risks and make difficult decisions if needed. Ultimately, sacrifice allows leaders the opportunity to grow both personally and professionally while inspiring those around them. Main idea number 19. The law of timing states that leaders must know when to act. Leaders must be able to recognize the right time to act in order for their efforts to be successful. Knowing when and how to take action is a key skill for any leader, as it can mean the difference between success and failure. Leaders need to understand the importance of timing in order to make effective decisions. They should consider factors such as current trends, market conditions, customer needs, and competitor strategies before taking action. By understanding these elements, leaders can better anticipate what will happen next and plan accordingly. In addition, leaders should also pay attention to their own intuition when making decisions about timing. Intuition can provide valuable insight into whether or not now is the right time for a particular course of action. It's important for leaders not only to trust their gut but also use data-driven decision-making processes. Ultimately, having an awareness of the law of timing is essential for any leader who wants their actions and initiatives to have maximum impact on their organization's success. By recognizing the right moment in which they should take action, they are more likely to achieve positive results. Main idea number 20. The law of explosive growth states that leaders must be able to create exponential growth. This means that they must be able to develop a system and environment in which their team can grow and develop at an accelerated rate. Leaders need to understand the importance of creating an atmosphere where everyone is encouraged to reach their full potential, as well as how best to motivate them toward success. Leaders should also recognize the power of positive reinforcement when it comes to encouraging growth. By providing rewards for successful outcomes, leaders can help foster a culture of achievement within their organization. Additionally, By setting clear goals and expectations for each individual on the team, leaders can ensure that everyone is working together towards common objectives. Finally, effective communication between all members of the team is essential for explosive growth. Leaders should strive to create an open dialogue with their employees so that any issues or concerns are addressed quickly and effectively. By fostering strong relationships among all members of the team, leaders will be better equipped to drive exponential growth. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.